Hey, it's Charles Levan from Blue Buddha Entertainment, LA-based sync agent. Just checking in. It's been a busy first quarter for Blue Buddha. We were at the NAMM show in Anaheim in January with Katie Cole, touring musician and Smashing Pumpkins, but wanted to pop in to the studio and share some insights on the music that's been used in Love is Blind Season 6. Which is currently streaming on Netflix. Some amazing tracks that a lot of folks are talking about. But I'm going to spend some time from the sync perspective and share my insights as to some of the songs that were used in various scenes. As we all know, Love is Blind starts out with couples meeting in a pod. And then they exit the pod and they meet face to face. And what unravels during the season is, do they stay together? Do they get married? Or do they split up? So music as a critical component of the storytelling is what we're going to talk about. And I'll share some tracks, share my insights from a sync agent perspective. If I was pitching music for that show, my approach and some of the songs that were synced in the various episodes. First track we're going to look at is a track called We're Alive. So I'll play this and talk about it on the other side.
I've been wide awake, thinking I should throw in the towel. But I can't stop till I find a way. Gotta get my feet off the ground. Like, whoa, whoa. I go up, I go down. I get lost in my doubt, but I know I can turn it around now. Cause I feel like raising the bar. I know that. This is my time. I've made it this far. Even if it hurts sometimes, we just gotta hold on tight. You and I, you and I, cause we're alive. Alive, 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 alive. Some nights, everything is clear. Some it's like I'm going insane. Till I turn up the radio in here. Hear the voices calling my name.
All right, so unpacking great vocals in this track. And the first thing that I noticed is a sync agent. That hook with the whistling catches the listener's ears and really... the melodies, the builds of this track with the percussion, the soaring and rising synth riffs, and that hook of We're Alive, working through the tough times of relationship, but knowing that in the end it's going to be worth it. So that song really encapsulates the feel and the energy of a given scene. It might be a montage scene. There's foreshadowing of the unknown. Is this relationship going to work out? But yet there's an air of optimism that things will be okay. So beautiful vocals, obviously the production, and has a European vibe, if you will. I could hear that in a club setting as well. But again, the vocals and the melodic hook, those are the things as a sync agent our ears are trained to find. But again, movement of the track and the vocals that are obviously cohesive as well with the tempo of the tune and the instrumentation. So that's a great track. And often when you're watching an episode of Love is Blind, you'll see, pay attention to the length of the use. A lot of the time the tracks are transitional, the opening scene into the action of what's happening with a given couple. They might be in the apartment. So the transition from outside to inside. And a lot of times the tracks and some of the uses might be shorter, but again, the energy and the hook, what are the lyrics conveying to take us from one scene to another? So those are some of the things that we look for when we're working with an artist and guiding them on what kind of songs to write for that might be sync friendly. So that's a great track called We're Alive. And that was track one on this playlist. And I'm just going to hop to Island by Tony K.
Always at my age, y'all might think I'm lost, huh? Need no company, just all up with my thoughts, yeah. See, I'm center stage, all that's on your mind now. Know you feel away, I see you from the top down. Fled the scene overseas, you supreme, yeah. Rather lie on the beach than hear opinions. They see the tide turn, now they act delirious. I know they're furious, see me doing better, they get worse. Now I leave them at a loss for words. They try to catch the way they miss the surf. They'd rather see me laid out in the dirt. I prefer to stay isolated. Me, I'm like an island. Now I can't be around where I don't need the climate. I don't need the comments. Every weather, they say quiet. Better off solitary. Me, I'm like an island. Y'all do the most. Always the ones that's filled with hate. That's posting all the Bible quotes. On a lighter note, I'm somewhere remote. Feel the breeze, catch some seas, stay afloat. Broke the mold, good as gold, never falls, yeah. How you know I'm on a roll, I'm in the balls, yeah. I went ghost in the...
All right, nice track there. And honing in on the chorus there, something to the effect of being better off alone on an island, being isolated. So that tells me the potential for that track to be used could be a scene where maybe there was a breakup or there was an argument, a discussion, if you will, between a couple, and one of the couples go off into isolation, if you will. They leave the apartment and they're left to their own thoughts, reassessing the relationship. So that is one portion of the lyrics that could be used in that given scene. And to quote music supervisor Melanie Mitchell, who we had in one of our listening sessions, talking about different parts of a song. So there's the sonic palette. What's the sound and vibe and tempo of the track? And then what are the lyrics conveying? And another great quote from music supervisor Jennifer Smith, who we interviewed on our Synchronous podcast, she talked about the concept of a song bending to picture. Bending to picture. So in essence, frame, taking a song and bending it to picture, rather. Every frame and every musical passage has to sync up perfectly. The tempo, the musical arrangement, and also the lyrics, because what you see on screen playing out has to be elevated by that song. It shouldn't take you out of that scene. That song should lay just nicely that it elevates the emotion of what's happening on screen. It shouldn't distract you or take you away and out of the scene. So that is a very important note of the emotion that a song conveys, and the job of not only a sync agent in pitching a perfect song for a scene and then working with a music supervisor to land that placement. So this is some insights throughout I wanted to share in some of our past podcasts and chats we've had with music supervisors on sync riffs. And so that was a great track. One last track we can take a listen to is a track called Lose Control by Teddy Swims.
Something's got a hold of me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
All right, a huge track by Teddy Swims. Slam dunk there, obviously, with the chorus. It could be used in various scenes between the couples. Longing for the other partner, losing control when you're not with that partner. The lyrics he's conveying, the emotion and the instrumentation, the tension, the builds there. And his vocals, and John Ernst, who was the supervisor on the show, picking amazing tracks. That what's currently in the demand right now for Syncs, frontline artists, independent artists that have compelling songs that might sync to picture for Love is Blind. It's in season 6. And every time an episode airs, everyone's binge watching it and the next day talking about what happened with the various couples and all that drama and intrigue that's built. Will the relationship continue? Are they gonna walk away from it? Is love really blind in the end? So these are the things that play out on screen. And what piece of music gets synced to picture is part and parcel the job of a sync agent, serving up that perfect song that will help the storytelling of a given episode of Love is Blind. So we'll be back at it in another episode looking at some other tracks. In the meantime, hit that like button, hit that notification, subscribe, and post comments, questions you might have about other shows. You would love to get a sync analysis, and we're happy to post them. And as a little teaser, Sync Riffs episode season 2 will be back in April. We're currently in production. Chase Walker, myself, and some special guest producers, music supervisors, and also some surprise artists. So stay tuned for that. Catch you on the other side. Namaste.